House floor debate kept returning to objections to the process. As several Democrats pointed out, Republicans presented a proposed map to the Joint Committee without involving them in planning.
It's quite common to invite members of both parties into meetings. Did you feel that was not necessary?
That's Democratic Representative Mark Pafford questioning Redistricting Committee Chairman Richard Corcoran.
Representative Pafford, I think I've answered that for Leader Thurston. I've answered it for some other. If you want me, I'll answer. Go through the whole line of answers again, but I think this might be the third or fourth time.
Corcoran said Democrats had opportunity to give input during public committee hearings. And Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto was able to air his alternative map on the Senate floor Monday. It was rejected, mostly along party lines. A big point of contention was his reducing the percentage of black voters in District 5, represented by Democratic Congresswoman Corrine Brown. Soto said Judge Terry Lewis's ruling required him to shift those voters out. That move created larger black populations in two other districts. Most Democrats, including Senator Geraldine Thompson, supported Soto's plan.
There seems to be a one is enough mentality at play with regard to minority representation. As long as you have one, you ought to be satisfied and you ought to be quiet. And he presents an alternative where there could possibly be three.
But on the Senate floor, some Republicans protested lowering District 5's black population by so much. Altamont Springs Republican David Simmons insisted Brown's district must remain majority-minority to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act.
The citizens of Congressional District Number 5 become the collateral damage. The collateral damage to a political war.
The map heading to Governor Scott's desk changes seven district boundaries. But many Democrats say the changes don't fully address Lewis's findings, and they fear the map-drawing process could start all over again if the judge rejects this attempt. Lewis will review the new map at a hearing in Tallahassee next week. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.